This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In our continuing effort to make sense of what exactly is in the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion relief package that is grinding its way through the legislative process, the Senate possibly going to take it up tomorrow, by the way, the spotlight turns today to education, $130 billion for K-12 schools to help get them open as quickly as possible and in line with CDC guidelines. An admirable goal, yes, but as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, one that is going to oblige a lot of schools to spend a lot of money on infrastructure.
Part of reopening more schools is figuring out how to make teachers, students, and parents feel safe. Megan Fasulis is at Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce.
So what needs to be done? Possibly changing the ventilation, maybe bringing in portable buildings so that you have fewer students in each classroom.
Or major renovations. Sujith Cherukumuli is an analyst at the Southern Education Foundation and points to a report last year from the Government Accountability Office,
which found that an estimated 41% of school districts in the country need to update or replace HVAC systems in at least half of their schools. And so that represents about 36,000 schools nationwide that need HVAC updates.
And the schools with those problems tend to be located in low-income school districts. This version of the relief bill, the American Rescue Plan, would also allow schools to upgrade their digital infrastructure. Laura Jimenez is with the Center for American Progress.
We are now very widely recognizing that access to devices, access to the internet, as well as training on how to use these devices is critically important to education.
Especially for low-income and rural students who, because of the digital divide, have had a harder time with remote learning during the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.